You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Currently, a lot of sunshine in downtown Wausau. From our Bull Falls Radio studios on the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street, temperature stands at 58 degrees. I am Chad Holmes. It is hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show here on 98.9 WXCO, BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. You can join us as well by going to Facebook.com, go to the 98.9 WXCO page, and be able to see a video stream, add your questions or comments there as well. And you can also call or text us at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297 to join us here on the program. Along with me, other side of the glass, is our in-studio engineer, producer Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
We'll have plenty more to talk to you about coming up in just a little bit, but we're very happy to welcome here on a special Thursday edition. As normally, Chad Daly joins us every other Tuesday, but the busy man that he is, he said, can we reschedule? I said, absolutely. And today, actually, a very good day to be joined by Chad Daly from the Marathon County Public Library. But first of all, again, a beautiful morning to walk on over here downtown.
I love it. Beautiful morning to walk a couple of blocks. Yeah, definitely.
Fantastic. And I know that this is a very exciting time over at the library. It's the start of a big event today, right?
Today is the start of the Central Wisconsin Book Festival. This is our eighth annual festival. Started in 2017, and the way that it started in 2017 is I was kind of looking around at other big cities in Wisconsin that have book festivals, right. Chippewa Valley, Fox Valley, certainly Madison with the Wisconsin Book Festival, and I kind of thought, you know, why doesn't Wausau have something like that? There's a tremendous amount of support for the arts in this community, and we kind of felt like we should kind of nudge the literary arts into that conversation as well. So it started in 2017 with 10 events, and it's kind of gone up and down as high as more than 30 events, but we have about 15 this year. Not only in Wausau, a few years ago, we brought in the Portage County Public Library and the McMillan Memorial Library in Wisconsin Rapids to make it a true Central Wisconsin Book Festival. All of our libraries will occasionally bring in authors, but a book festival is really just a concentrated bunch of events featuring authors of all types, kids, teen, fiction, nonfiction. So we've got a really fun lineup this year, and we're happy to get it started. And it does get started tonight with our first event that'll be here in Wausau with an author named Andrew Graff. He joined us a few years ago to talk about his debut novel, which is called Raft of Stars. He's come out with his second novel called True North. Andrew lives in Ohio, but like his first novel, the second one is set in Wisconsin in the North Woods and involves a family that takes over a whitewater rafting guiding company and the trials and tribulations that go along with that, as well as the ways in which it kind of tests their marriage. So,
and it's a very interesting, you talk about the idea of a book festival. I'm a big fan of C-SPAN. I like watching C-SPAN. On C-SPAN 3, they have a book TV from time to time.
Oh, okay.
And they often have their cameras at book festivals all around the country. And you see the type of events that you have here, where you have an author that comes in, you have the audience out there, they have a presentation, and sometimes there's Q&As as well.
Yep.
And it's really a great way to interact with these authors that you may have, you know, be familiar with through their books, or just even through reading maybe print interviews or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
These are really intimate affairs, aren't they?
It really is. It's like seeing your favorite band in concert, but with a lot less people and a lot quieter.
Are there Q&As with these authors?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we always make time for Q&As. You know, we'll give the authors, depending on the type of event, some of them will just read from their books and talk about creating them. Some of these events will be just kind of conversations with the writers, but we always make time for the audience to ask questions of these authors, of these writers, and oftentimes too, they'll have their books for sale, and you can stick around and buy a copy, or if you already have a copy, the authors will sign them for you. So it really is a chance to see authors you may know, but also local authors who you may not know. And we consider all of Wisconsin to be local authors.
Right.
It's a chance to see these authors in person and hear from them directly, and ask questions not only about the ways that, you know, what went into creating their books, but also even just about their writing techniques and all of that. So for people who are interested in writing, you can maybe get some tips and techniques for writing your own stuff.
And as part of the festival, you have a number of the events at the library here downtown, but you also have a couple of events that are away from the library, including one tomorrow night, right?
Yeah. We are partnering with the Center for the Visual Arts here in Wausau, right downtown on the square. They have a couple of receptions for exhibits that they have going on right now. One of them is called Gathering, which is a poetry and art exhibit. We have a mix of poems that were created kind of in response to art pieces. And then also an exhibit by a local artist, cartoonist, illustrator named Dua Chakahur, who's written comics and books and all of that. So there's an exhibition of her work as well. Those are going on through October, I believe, through the middle of October, I believe. But there's an opening reception for those tomorrow night. And then Dua Chaka will actually be at the Wausau Library Saturday morning. And we'll just be talking with Dua about her work and how it's evolved and all of that fun stuff. Yeah. From the beginning, we always wanted it to be a community festival, not just all of the events at the library. Mm-hmm. We've had events at the Historical Society, CVA, Whitewater Music Hall, other places. And then Saturday, the last event in Wausau is going to be at the Peking Restaurant, featuring an author named BJ Hollers, who has written a new book about JFK's 1960 presidential primary campaign in Wisconsin.
I made a little joke yesterday because I actually was mentioning that you were coming on the program, and I said one of the events is Wisconsin for Kennedy. I said, I'm assuming it's not for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. But that's actually part of a very busy Saturday, isn't it? There's a lot of events going on Saturday.
Yeah. And just real quick, the reason why we're having it at Peking is that has its history. A while ago was the Hotel Wausau, featuring, and it had the Crystal Ballroom, and JFK actually held a reception there in February of 1960. Nice. So to be able to talk about that in a place where JFK himself spoke is pretty cool.
And that was a major, and I'm a political history nut.
Yeah.
And the Wisconsin primary was vital in him getting the Democratic nomination.
Absolutely. Yeah. So yeah, we have other stuff going on Saturday in Wausau. We have a Wisconsin author named Holly Wilson coming in to talk about her debut novel. We also have Laurie M. Lee, who has written a South Asian fantasy novel series. The first one was called Pawa and the Soul Stealer, and she just came out with the second one in the series, Pawa and the Dragon's Secret, and she's getting nationwide attention. That series is being published through an imprint run by Rick Riordan, who's written the very popular Percy Jackson and the Olympians series. He started his own publishing imprint, and Laurie M. Lee's books are published through that. So she'll be talking about her books as well. And then, plenty of stuff going on in Stevens Point and Wisconsin Rapids as well. The Portage County Public Library Saturday morning is having a local author fair. Children's author Darcy Miller over in Rapids, they have Minnesota, Minneapolis-based author named Lindsay Stark coming to talk about her second novel, which is called Monsters We Have Made. Wisconsin Rapids and Stevens Point have events tomorrow night as well. Portage County has author Hannah Morrissey coming in to talk about her Black Harbor suspense series. And McMillan has Gregory Lee Renz coming in to talk about his second novel called Beyond the Flames. So just a lot going on. And then we will finish up Saturday night with I can, no disrespect to any of the other authors, but our biggest event will be Saturday night. We have author David Robleski coming in to talk about his newest novel, or his second novel, called Familiaris. David, in the late 2000s, came out with his first novel, The Story of Edgar Sawtelle, which is set in Wisconsin. It was an international bestseller, Oprah's Book Club pick, and Familiaris has also made it onto the list of Oprah's Book Club, which is a pretty big deal for any author.
Yes, it is.
And David has roots in central Wisconsin, so we're very happy to have him coming back. That event is going to be in the Dreyfus University Center Theater on the campus of UW-Stevens Point. So yeah, a lot going on. You can see the full schedule, mcpl.us/CWBF for Central Wisconsin Book Festival. You can see the full lineup and also see the list of all of the supporters that have helped make this festival possible. We get a lot of generous donations and grants from all over the community that helps us pay for the authors and helps us promote the festival. And best of all, it helps ensure that all of these events are free to attend. We've never charged for any events. Some in the past have had registration, but we've never charged for any of the events, and we don't plan to either. So you have a chance to see all of these great authors for free.
Well, I do plan on being at Peking on Saturday, because I am a big history guy, and I did not actually know that JFK had been in that very space. So I think that's very cool. And again, that's the nice thing about it as well. There's so many different areas. So someone like myself, a political guy, can see that. And we talk about these others. There's such a wide variety.
And we really try. We have a core group of festival organizers, about a dozen of us, who, you know, we'll take a break for a month or two once a festival is done, but then we'll start back up in December or January and meet each month. And so we're planning throughout the year. And we all bring different interests and experiences to the table. So that helps us try to, put together a variety as far as the lineup goes.
Well, I know you're going to be busy, but enjoy it. Have fun. Hopefully a lot of folks take advantage, because this is, again, really cool. And I've seen, like you said, it around the country, you see these kind of events that are just really impressive. And I'm glad it's going on here in central Wisconsin as well. But Chad Daly, thank you again.
Thank you so much once again for the opportunity to come in and talk about it.
Absolutely. We'll see you in 12 days.
You got it.
It is 9:18. We're going to come back. More to come here on this beautiful Thursday morning. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. We are up beyond 60. We are up to 61 degrees. Time is 9:22. Again, thanks to Chad Daly. Take advantage of this book festival coming up this weekend. And as I said to Chad, and he said he's going to be there too, this event over at Peking on Saturday afternoon, talking about the Kennedy campaign in Wisconsin in 1960. Very, very impressive and very interesting. I'm going to go over there myself. Hopefully you can go over there as well and be able to enjoy it, because I plan on spending a lot of time in downtown Wausau on Saturday. Usually I don't, because it's my day off and sometimes I have a football game, but this Saturday I'm going to go there. Going to go to Peking, see this event with the author talking about Wisconsin for Kennedy, and then after that I'll probably grab a bite to eat, and then I'm going to go over to the Grand Theater on Saturday night because there's something going on over there. What is it that's going on over there, Ian Welsh?
Well, that would be the Center Stage Abandoned Show Choir's weekend performances titled The Stage, Screen, and In Between. And tonight is our opening night at the Grand Theater at 7 o'clock. And don't forget, our shows are absolutely 100% free.
That is amazing, really. It really is. I mean, it's, you don't get this very often. And again,
we raise our money from, you know, getting sponsors and a lot of fundraising and volunteer hours.
A lot of work,
donations,
right?
Donations are also encouraged.
Oh, that's good, too. I mean, again, to be at the Grand, I mean, it's just, I imagine you get goosebumps even thinking about it and being on that stage.
Every time I step on that stage, I feel empowered.
Well,
it's such an honor to perform on that stage.
Yeah, and I know you've been in the house this week, you know, getting ready. Last night was your final rehearsal, correct?
Oh my gosh, it was so much fun. It was a really great run through after last night. I feel that we are very much a show ready for tonight as well as Friday and Saturday. So exciting.
And it sounds like fun. Again, we had the discussion with Robin and William on Monday, and talking about what you would see coming up tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday, and the idea of stage, screen, and in between. There's going to be a lot of things that we're familiar with that folks will come to the show and they'll say, hey, I remember this, I remember that. It's sort of a, would you call it almost an entertainment review in a sense?
You know, I think that's fair to say. I mean, there's a lot of songs from a great Broadway shows. There's a lot of songs from a great movies as well over the years, and a lot of great old TV theme songs and medleys that will take you back to like the olden days where you were sitting in front of the TV with your grandparents and just watching these old-time television shows. Just great memories. I think everyone's going to really appreciate the nostalgia factor of it.
I see on the Center Stage Facebook page, it talks about some places to get tickets, but if you just show up at the Grand, you're able to get tickets as well, right?
We do have tickets available at the door, absolutely.
Okay, so, I guess, you know, it's not a bad idea to go to some of these sites. I see that at the PAF.
You can tell them about the sites, it's okay.
Also, County Market. I see both the County Market. What is this also? Festival Foods. I mean, there's places, and you can go to Center Stage Band and Show Choir's website and Facebook page, get that information as well.
There's tickets available for all three shows. If you like the show so much, you can come back another night and see it again.
Absolutely.
Bring your family and
friends. I might have to go pick up tickets early because I don't want to be caught where I get to the door and they say, oh, we're sold out. But then I have to pull the string out to say, well, I know him. I know that Ian Welsh. He's one of the performers. Let him know I need to get in here. No, I'm not going to pull strings. I'm not going to do anything like that. But looking forward to seeing you and your cohorts hitting the stage. Again, I'll be there Saturday night. But, again, the first opportunity for folks will be tonight at 7 o'clock and then tomorrow night at 7 o'clock and then finally Saturday night at 7 o'clock. And, again, at the Grand Theater here in downtown Wausau.
And how often do you get to go to the Grand Theater and see a show for free?
Very, very very rarely. Mm-hmm. And you can, again, get information by going to the website for Center Stage Band and Show Choir, which is centerstagelive.org. Mm-hmm. Again, centerstagelive.org. You can also check out their Facebook page. And I find that it's interesting on the Facebook page. It has it says 100% recommended. It says 24 reviews, 100%. Nobody says, oh, I don't recommend it. 100%. That's hard to do, 100%.
We've gotten a lot of compliments and great reviews over the years, and a lot of people just really appreciate the diversity and the variety that we've had over the recent years.
That is fantastic. Do you have more than one show a year? Is this like a...
This is an annual show that takes place only in September of each year. We start the rehearsals in January, and we always have shows at the end of September. And then, you know, after the holidays are over, you know, Christmas is over, everybody's wrapping up. I'd say about maybe the middle of January, we started all back up again with a new theme.
I did see some, I was looking at the Facebook page, and I saw that Center Stage performers had a chance to sing the national anthem at the Woodchucks a couple of times this mm-hmm. past summer. So there's other little...
That's one of our annual events we do.
Small events that go
we
on, right?
We also sing at the Honor Flight.
Oh, very good. So, yes, you get around, but this is the big one. This is mm-hmm. the one that you kind of put all the eggs in for the entire year.
We even marched in the Labor Day parade as well.
Yep, I remember seeing your group out there. So, absolutely. So,
we're all around.
Okay, folks, get out there. Just go to the Grand tonight, tomorrow, Saturday night, 7 o'clock. The time is 9:29. We have an information update coming up. News, weather, and sports. And then we'll be back with more. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
See large division matchup. Hear all the exciting action live on the Sports 2 stream of BullFallsRadio.com and the Civic Media Radio app, starting with the pregame show at 6:35 and the opening kickoff at 7 p.m. Marathon Football on WXCO is brought to you by Marathon Park City, Four Seasons Screen Printing, Brickner's of Little Chicago, County Materials, the People's State Bank, Marathon Cheese, the Dirks Group, Marathon Family Dentistry, the Marathon Athletic Club, Fisher Transportation, Morgan Sand and Gravel, Rip Falls Fabrication, and BS Taxidermy. It's Marathon at Wyoega Fremont in High School Football. Friday, live on the Sports 2 stream of BullFallsRadio.com and the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:35 and kickoff at 7. The game will also air on delay after Wausau West on 98.9 WXCO. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. Coming up a little bit later on, we'll wrap up the program with our daily history lesson. We will also have our number for the day quiz, where Ian will try to make it 3 out of 4, keep up his hopes of trying to match his all-time best week.
Yes, 4 out of 5.
That is, yeah, you've done that a couple of times, I think. Twice, maybe.
Actually, I think I've only done the 4 out of 5 once.
Oh, okay.
3 out of 5 I've done more than once.
Yeah, yeah, probably more.
4 out of 5 was like the... The first time I ever did that, I was very proud of that. That was a good week.
So that will be always at the end of the show, the history lesson, talk about some famous events that occurred on this date in history, plus celebrity birthdays, some days that we're acknowledging, and we finish things off with the number for the day quiz.
What is the topic for today?
I was going to say, maybe we should give you the topic for today, and it actually is good for the state of Wisconsin because it's something that doesn't, you know, there are plenty of these around Wisconsin, but the topic is dairy farms.
Dairy farms.
So dairy farms will be the topic for the number for the day, and we'll have that quiz coming up in a little bit less than 20 minutes time. So
all right, I'll start thinking about it.
Stick around for that. I gotta say, there's something called a dog whistle, where folks
the whistle that's so loud, the only dogs could hear it?
Yep, and in terms of politics, that is used for statements that are supposedly, you know, subtle in its racist overtones, where it's statements that are meant to be basically said where the racist wouldn't understand it. Well, dog whistle is beyond many in the Republican Party. It's all bullhorn right now because I got to say I am disturbed and outraged by a United States congressman named Clay Higgins.
Okay.
Clay Higgins is a Louisiana Republican congressman.
All right.
And there was a story in the last 2 days where there's a Haitian group in Springfield, Ohio. They've been getting pounded on by J.D. Vance and Donald Trump over and over again. They keep making these lies about,
I think I heard about
eating pets and all this stuff. Yeah. So a Haitian group in Springfield, Ohio, has filed citizen criminal charges against Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. If you're wondering what are citizen criminal charges, well, in the state of Ohio, they have this ability for citizens to file charges against others, and I'm not sure what the process is from this point forward, but a Haitian group has filed criminal charges against Trump and Vance because Trump and Vance keep on putting out these false statements that are putting Haitians in danger. We've seen many bomb threats and many threats generally against Haitians and generally the Springfield, Ohio community. You've seen schools that have been shut down because of bomb threats. I mean, there are crazy people out there that are being egged on by J.D. Vance and Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. So this Haitian group has filed criminal charges against the former president and the current senator from Ohio and vice presidential nominee of the Republican Party. Well, Clay Higgins put out a tweet on his official congressional X account. And he goes, LOL, these Haitians are wild, eating pets, voodoo, nastiest country in the Western Hemisphere, cults, slapstick gangsters. But damned if they don't feel all sophisticated now, filing charges against our president and VP. All these thugs better get their mind right and their ass out of the country before January the 20th.
First of all, he's not the president. He's the presidential. He's the Republican running for president. My God, there are so many things wrong with that sentence.
But this is one of the most racist statements put out on official congressional communications that I can see.
Why do politicians even have X accounts anyway?
Akeem Jeffries, who is the Democratic leader in the United States House of Representatives, put out a strong statement on this, said, the disgusting statement by Clay Higgins about the Haitian community is vile, racist, and beneath the dignity of the United States House of Representatives. He must be held accountable for dishonorable conduct that is unbecoming of a member of Congress. Clay Higgins is an election-denying, conspiracy-peddling, racist arsonist who is a disgrace to the People's House. This is who they have become. Republicans are the party of Donald Trump, Mark Robinson, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Clay Higgins, and Project 2025. The extreme MAGA Republicans in the House are unfit to govern.
Well said.
And something that I have heard, we've previously talked about with Pat Kreitler, who I I just think has been very right on this is the ability to call it out, the racism right now that is a major factor in today's Republican Party. And again, that's not saying that everybody that agrees with Republican policies is a racist, but the amount of racist comments, racist policies, racist leadership in the Republican Party has grown over the past decade.
It makes me sick, honestly.
It really does. And it's basically, there was a comment made on Higgins, a reply, that this is basically KKK stuff. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that is that way. And Congressman Clay Higgins also has a record of voting for David Duke for governor of Louisiana. David Duke, the former KKK Grand Dragon, who ran for governor. And in fact, he ran for president before your time. Back in, I think it was 92. It's either 88 or 92. He ran for the Republican nomination for president.
That's terrifying.
I mean, and there was just a piece of weak-kneed garbage from the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. I just heard from I read the statement that came from the Democratic leader in the House of Representatives.
Okay.
Well, you know what Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, the leading Republican in the House, said?
I'm not sure I want to know.
Well, I think he was asked about him, and Johnson said, Clay Higgins is a dear friend of mine and a colleague from Louisiana and a very frank and outspoken person. He's also a very principled man. I didn't even see it, but he tweeted something today about Haitians. Reporter, he told them to get out of the country by January 20th. Johnson, rolls eyes, okay. He was approached on the floor by colleagues who said that was offensive. He said he went back and he prayed about it. And he regretted it, and he pulled the post down. I'm sure he probably regrets the language he used. But you know, we move forward. We believe in redemption around here. It is sickening when you see the most hateful, vile people use religion and prayer. I've said this before. Coming up tomorrow morning.
It's the definition of hypocrisy.
But you, tomorrow morning, you're going to see on the website of our competing radio station, another Faith on Friday column from their operations manager, who again has been arrested a pair of times in the last year for domestic violence. The hypocrisy of people that call themselves Christians or people of faith stand behind this garbage. And then again, he may have taken it down, but believe them when they tell us who they are. Donald Trump over the years has told us who he is over and over and over again, and yet you have the apologists always out there. Oh, he didn't really mean it. Clay Higgins, he meant every word that he said in that tweet.
He may have apologized, but it certainly wasn't sincere.
And frankly, again, the KKK was a religious organization. They said, yeah.
I remember the KKK.
Yes.
I learned about that in high school.
Yes, they were a religious organization. So hiding behind religion and hiding behind prayer does not take away the stain of that vile, racist statement by a sitting member of the United States House of Representatives. And there are so many, are there just like Clay Higgins. And we got a few of them here in the state of Wisconsin as well. I mean, so again, bottom line,
these people
believe
have no
them.
Boundaries.
Yeah, no boundaries. Exactly right.
They have no common sense. They have no respect. They have
no
dignity.
Respect. That is the.
They basically say whatever they want because they believe that nobody will stand up to them and nobody will correct them. But people are correcting them, but they don't want to listen anyway because they think they're like on the pedestal of greatness or something. It's like, the language that Mr. Higgins said in that statement was wrong on every level.
And he kept going. He kept adding it, adding it.
Voodoo in there? Oh, come on.
Complete racism. Complete racism.
That is
bogus. And for the Speaker of the House to give him a pass because he calls him principled. Give me a break. I mean, give me a doggone break. And going back to President Joe Biden said when he ran for president 40 years ago, it was after Charlottesville when racists came out of the woods saying they will not replace us, the anti-Semitic march in Virginia. The racist aspect of these folks is right up there with the anti-Semite aspects as well. And President Biden said he ran for office to restore the soul of this country, to save the soul of this country. And that's exactly what this election and elections all over the country are about. What type of people are you going to send to represent you? Are you going to send people like Clay Higgins to represent you? Because you're saying exactly who you are when you go into a voting booth and click Clay Higgins, or any Republican or conservative that thinks along the same lines as Clay Higgins. It is disgusting, it is disturbing, it is wrong, and the Speaker of the House should be stronger in condemning that kind of language and talking about forgiveness and all that stuff. Clay Higgins has a record of this kind of garbage. I mean,
I still think politicians should not have any social media.
I disagree, actually. I think we need to know who these people are. I'm glad we know who Clay Higgins is, instead of hiding behind a facade and then saying this kind of stuff to others and getting elected. I think we need to know who these people are. So in I think it's disgusting, but at the same time, I think it's good that we know that this Clay Higgins is a disgusting, vile human being. Yeah. All right. We're going to loosen it up and lighten things up here for the final segment of the program. We're going to come back, have our daily history lesson, talk about some previous events that occurred in our country and the world's history that we should remember. We'll tell you about some celebrity birthdays, and we will have our number for the day quiz with Ian Welsh as well. The time is 9:48. The sun is shining here in downtown Wausau. Beautiful start for our Thursday, and the temperature continues to warm up. Right now, it is 63 degrees. We'll be right back. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
Radio thrives when it serves the community. WXCO is no different, and we're looking to add someone to our staff that is well connected around town. Someone who can help our local businesses increase traffic and their visibility among our audience. From connecting clients with high school sports, local news and weather, or the Chad Holmes Show. If you know local business owners, we'd like to get to know you. If you'd like to know more about this opportunity, send me Chad Holmes a message at chad.holmes@civicmedia.us. That's chad.holmes@civicmedia.us, and let's set up a time to talk.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Today is Thursday, September the 26th of 2024. It is day number 270 of the year. There are 96 days remaining in 2024, and a number of famous events have occurred on this date in history. In 1962, on this date, The Beverly Hillbillies, starring Buddy Ebsen, premiered. Jed Clampett and the Clampett Clan found black gold, Texas tea, and were able to move to Beverly Hills, that is. So 1962, Beverly Hillbillies premiered. It would be on the air until the early 1970s. I think 1971 it ended. Nice. On this date in 1969, the final studio album by the Beatles that they recorded, Abbey Road, was released. On this date in 1990, the Motion Picture Association of America announced that it created a new rating, NC-17, designed to bar moviegoers under age 17 from certain films without the commercial stigma of the old X rating.
You don't see many movies with those ratings, unfortunately.
No, you do not. On this date in 2012, an NFL referee lockout ended. And I'm sure many Packer fans remember one of the main reasons the NFL referee lockout ended is the replacement officials screwed up a call late in the Packer game against Seattle that allowed the Seahawks to beat the Packers, and people got outraged, so the NFL said, oh, enough of this. We got to get a deal with the referees and bring them back. On this date in 2016, 8 years ago today, in the first presidential debate, Hillary Clinton faced Donald Trump at Hofstra University. It set the record as the most watched debate in American history with 84 million viewers. On this date in 2017, the video game Fortnite Battle Royale was released. And on this date, 1 year ago today, Hall of Fame third baseman Brooks Robinson, whose deft glove work and folksy manner made him one of the most beloved and accomplished athletes in Baltimore history, died. He was 86. Some famous people are celebrating their birthdays today. Mary Beth Hurt, actor from The World According to Garp, is 78. Linda Hamilton from the Terminator film. Sarah Connor herself, Linda Hamilton, is 67. Melissa Sue Anderson, played Mary Ingalls on Little House on the Prairie, is 62. Singer-actress Christina Milian is 43. Tennis superstar, one of the all-time greats, Serena Williams, is 43. Zoe Perry of Scandal and Young Sheldon is 41. And YouTuber Lily Singh is 36. If you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXEO. Some special events being acknowledged today. European Day of Languages. It is Human Resource Professional Day. It is Johnny Appleseed Day. Oh, nice. It is Lumberjack Day. It is Better Breakfast Day. It is Dumpling Day. It is Key Lime Pie Day. It is Situational Awareness Day. It's Remember Me Thursday. It is World Maritime Day. And Compliance Officer Day as well. All right, it's time for our number for the day and yes. Our number for the day quiz. And we give Ian Welsh three choices each and every day at this time. Based on the math, he should get at least one out of three right just by guessing. So if he's above 33%, he is getting a passing grade. If he's below 33%, he gets a failing grade. You get a winning week if you get it more right than wrong. And his all-time best week is 4 out of 5 right. And so far this week has been a good week. He's got 2 out of 3 correct. So he's already got a passing grade. Need one more to get a winning week.
Absolutely.
Get 2 more and you'll tie your all-time best. So let's go right into it. Right. Our number for the day.
Dairy farms.
Dairy farms. The number of dairy farms in operation across the United States.
The U.S.
Number of dairy farms in operation across the United States of America.
Okay.
Is the correct answer 14,470? Is the correct answer 24,470? Is the correct answer 34,470?
14,000, 24,000, or 34,470, right?
Yep.
Okay, 13,000, 23,000,
14,000,
24,000, or 34,000.
Yep.
Across the entire U.S.
Across the United States.
Operational.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to say, well, my gut here, I'm going to say there are 34,000. I'm going to go with C. C is my final answer.
The correct number for number of dairy farms in operation across the United States of America is 24,470.
Oh, it was the middle number.
It was the middle. So 2 out of 4. So to get a winning week, you got to get it right tomorrow.
Yeah, bring my A game tomorrow.
You started so well this week with 2 in a row. Now it's 2 in a row in the wrong direction.
Yes.
All right. Well, we'll try to finish off the week with a big W tomorrow. Well, enjoy tonight. Enjoy the show.
Oh, I will, Chad. Happy Thursday, everybody. Hope to see you at Center Stage.
We will be back tomorrow morning, 8 till 10. Wrap up the work week. Matt and Air on Air is coming up next. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXEO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.